Having said what he wanted to say, Cayley remained there a little awkwardly, as if not sure whether to go or to stay. Antony wondered whether he wanted to talk about the afternoon's happenings, or whether it was the one subject he wished to avoid. To break the silence, he asked carelessly if the inspector had gone. Cayley nodded. Then he said abruptly,
"He's getting a warrant for Mark's arrest."
Bill made a suitably sympathetic noise, and Antony said with a shrug of the shoulders, "Well, he was bound to do that, wasn't he? It doesn't follow that, well, it doesn't mean anything. They naturally want to get hold of your cousin, innocent or guilty."
"Which do you think he is, Mr. Gillingham?"
said Cayley, looking at him steadily.
"Mark? It's absurd!" said Bill impetuously.
"Bill's loyal, you see, Mr. Cayley."
"And you owe no loyalty to anyone concerned?"
"Exactly. So perhaps I might be too frank.